From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have agreed that a cessation of hostilities that went into effect at sundown Monday in Syria is holding and should be extended another 48 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We're continuing to monitor this very closely. We're continuing our outreach to the Syrian moderate opposition. That's been ongoing, trying to explain the arrangement to them, answer their questions. And again, we've seen sporadic reports of violence, but in large part, we think it's holding.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Wednesday said it did not record a single civilian or combatant death from fighting in the first 2 days of the truce. It has reported incidents of shelling by various rebel factions and airstrikes carried out by the government. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, meanwhile, said the two convoys of aid for the embattled city of Aleppo have been delayed by security concerns.
I have been urging the Russians and the government to make sure that they exercise influence on Syrian government and also the American side to make sure that Syrian armed groups, they also fully cooperate.
Mr. Ban said he wants Moscow and Washington, who support opposing sides, to use their influence to ensure the safety of convoys as they pass over a contested road leading to Aleppo. The UN Security Council has called on South Sudan's government to take immediate steps to allow a regional force it approved last month to deploy in the capital, Juba, in the wake of July's violence. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power warned of a possible arms embargo if it delays. Meanwhile, South Sudanese authorities, without explanation, closed down the Nation Mirror newspaper after it published details of a report alleging misuse of state funds by the nation's leaders. This is VOA.